Welcome, everyone. I'm Mike.
I'm Ruben.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're the hosts of the 4-2 Crime Idiots podcast.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
You're good?
Right. I'm all right.
I'm good. We're all good?
Yeah. We're all good.
All right. What case are we covering today?
We'll be talking about the disappearance of Tara Calico.
Another strange case.
Yep.
She disappeared.
Mm-hmm. And there's a weird photo of her.
Hey, you know what,
well,
though, too?
Did it
you
could be a photo. We don't know.
Yeah. Just like in that other case where, no, it's this girl who was on a cruise ship with her family.
Uh-huh.
And she also disappeared one night. I think she was, like, the last one to go to bed. I think she was, like, doing, like, just, you know, walking around.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find her the next day. And they don't absolutely have no idea where she went. Mind you, they were still cruising, like, you know, trying to get at. And then I think either months or years later, I think her family received a photo. And it's supposed to be of her, like, all, like, dressed like, you know, like prostitution type kind of thing.
Yeah, I think I watched the ID
episode on it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, too, a little bit, because no one knows where she's at.
Yeah.
They only have that one picture of her.
They don't know if she fell in the water.
Yeah, or if she was somehow...
Sex trafficking?
Yeah.
Sex
trafficked.
Because
that's where they
sex
were staying.
Sex trafficked.
You okay, man?
Yes.
How many cases of that where there's a where they disappeared and then there's a photo of them, but they're not, you know...
We should do the... I don't know about the photo. But you know what case we got to cover one time?
Which one?
Moro Murray.
Oh, Bubba's favorite case.
Yes.
Maura Murray. We got to do that one. That one, that one's going to probably be like, I don't know how many episodes.
3 weeks.
At least. That one's
that long?
It's that long. It's lots of rabbit holes.
It's a lot of, a lot of twists and turns. A lot of, because wasn't there a similar case too, right after hers or before
hers?
I think
Brianna Maiden.
Yeah, right? Was she after or before? Because it was more or less in the same area. They were saying
might have been before.
Right? And then it was Moro Murray?
Yeah.
Was it, did they crash around the same area or?
No, it was in a different state.
In a different state?
Like, I think the next state over.
The next
state? I think that was in Vermont?
Somewhere, right?
I think it was in Vermont.
And Moro Murray's case, she was just off in the road somewhere, right?
Yes.
And with the other girl, she was
she
like
crashed
in a barn?
Into like a
house.
Crash
into a,
like, I think she crashed into like a barn.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
But they couldn't find her.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. Like, she
that's
crashed.
Weird.
It's kind of like Moro Murray. She crashed and they couldn't find her either.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, a lot of truck drivers, different states.
We got to cover that one next
season. I know.
Next season.
Next season, Moro Murray.
That sounds interesting. We should do that.
Yes.
That should be our first one.
It should have been our... We should have done it this season.
Yeah.
Sorry, people.
Didn't think about it.
Yeah.
Me and Michelle even did like a poster board.
Yeah, timeline and everything. It got
I still have it.
You still have it?
It's in my closet.
There's a lot of information.
You stuck your head in the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
You gotta
pick one.
Once you think you got it, you don't have it.
Yeah.
And once you think you understand, you don't.
All right, let's move on to the Idiot Criminal Club.
Welcome to this segment of the 4 True Crime Idiots podcast that we call The Idiot Criminals Club. Here is today's Idiot Criminal Club inductee. Take it away, Mike.
Dallas County teenager attempts to rob police station.
It's already sounds funny.
Yeah. By Jason Cohen. Who among us hasn't thought it would be just hilarious to walk into a police station and say, give me all your money. If you said no one, you'd be wrong. As Scott Goldstein of the Dallas Morning News first reported, 18-year-old Keithan Kennard Manuel did just that in Wilmer, Texas, 15 miles south of Dallas, which landed him in jail on the charge of robbery. I had a guy come in, a towel wrapped around his arm, leaning up against the window, and he says, give me all your money, dispatcher Patrice Huey told Channel 11's Arizona Deuced. Seeming to back down, Manuel asked Huey whether there were any warrants against him, but then she said, he claimed to have a gun. Man, I play like that all the time. I didn't think she would take it seriously, Manuel told Channel 11's Jack Fink in the same report.
And I'm all like, you're dumb. Like, why would you think a cop would be like, oh, okay, he's just playing around.
Right.
Man, I play like that all the time. I didn't think she would take it seriously.
You're at a police station.
Police station. You don't do that stupid stuff.
You're out with a towel around your arm, buddy. What else happened?
This young man wasn't using his head for sure, Wilmer Police Chief Victor Kemp told Deuce. You hear those world's dumbest criminals every once in a while, but you never think it's going to happen in your city. But Channel 11's full video coverage paints a somewhat less amusing picture, with Manuel seemingly despondent during a portion of his jailhouse interview with Frank. Also, Manuel's mother told Deuce that her son takes medication for depression and schizophrenia.
Hey, that explains everything, man.
But still.
I know. Like, you know. I mean, wow. That's crazy.
Give me all your money.
I wonder how long he got, though. I wonder if he just got, like, a slap on the wrist or if he did jail time.
I don't know.
At least for, like, overnight, right? For being stupid, at least.
Did he actually have the gun or no?
I don't think so.
I think that's why he had his armor on, just to pretend that he had one, right?
Yeah.
That's my favorite line.
That's like, I've never heard of that.
I play like that all the time.
Well, yeah. You're at a cop station. You're supposed to know how you play all the time.
I know. Like, right, are you best friends with these cops? Did you know that they're playing? Honestly, didn't think you were, dude. Wow.
That was funny.
That's too funny. That one has to be the most stupidest one so far that we've...
Yeah, I think this one takes the cake.
That's
funny, yeah.
He was a dumb guy.
Yeah, I know. It lessens me when he's despondent. Well, I'm pretty sure, but yeah, I mean, wouldn't you? I would be like that, too.
I wonder if he got a lawyer, and the lawyer was like, you idiot.
I know.
Moron.
Oh, that's crazy.
Okay, let's get on to the main case.
All right.
And that is the disappearance of Tara Calico.
At about 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday, September 20th, 1988, Calico left her home to go on her daily bike ride along New Mexico State Road 47. She rode that route almost every morning and was sometimes accompanied by her mother, Patty Dole. However, Dole stopped riding with Calico after she felt that she had been stalked by a motorist.
So she might have been stalked already?
But was the motorist stalked by... Is stalking the mom, or was he stalking Calico?
I don't know. But it could be.
Because she stopped riding with Calico after she felt that she had been stalked by a motorist.
Yeah.
So, because I think if I felt like my daughter was being stalked, I wouldn't
you
stop.
You would ask her to stop too,
I
right?
would ask her to stop also, not just me.
So maybe it was the mom.
Yeah, but maybe why the mom felt it was her, but maybe it was really meant for Calico.
Yeah.
Could have been either or.
That could have been.
She just wasn't there that day.
Yeah. Yep.
She advised her daughter to think about carrying mace, but Calico rejected the idea.
Maybe she should have.
She should have.
At least, yeah.
Carry something.
If you yeah, already have a stalker.
You, though, but yeah. Like, but I'm just saying, like, back in the 80s. Well, wait. Hold on, though. Was this before Adam or after Adam Walsh when all the disappearings and stuff started happening?
After.
So this was after. So, yeah. The hype of the... Kids being kidnapped and all that, disappearing. Okay, what happened?
On the morning of Calico's disappearance, she had told Dole to come and get her if she was not home by noon, as she had plans to play tennis with her boyfriend at 12:30. When her daughter did not return, Dole went searching for her along Calico's usual bike route, but could not find her. She then contacted the police.
So that's when the disappearance must have happened?
Yeah.
Pieces of Calico's Sony Walkman and a cassette tape were later discovered along the road. Dole believed that she might have dropped them in an attempt to mark her trail.
Well, might have.
I mean, but well... Unless
she just dropped them when they took her, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, pieces of it, you would have to have great strength to break your Walkman in half and start leaving pieces of it.
Well, that's true.
You know what I'm trying to get? Like, maybe I can understand undoing the headphones and dropping them there, but, like, to leave pieces of... And maybe take out the cassette and drop it in another spot.
Right.
But, like, pieces of the Walkman itself?
That's kind of...
It's... You would have to really, like...
Smash it
for you to do that. Which means she would have to have time to do that.
True.
So that means either she was hiding when she saw them...
Maybe...
It doesn't say what part. It could have been the buttons.
Maybe they grabbed her and when it fell down, they ran over it?
Maybe.
Oh, that too.
And it just kind of dragged around the trail?
Maybe. But I think they found parts of it... Like, farther away.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like another campground. Like another place. Yeah. Remember those Walkmans?
Those were badass, man.
Yeah.
I used to have a yellow one. You would have to open it.
I think hers was yellow, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The headphones hurt like a bitch, though. Because they're the ones that went in your ear.
Yes.
But...
Michael knows those Walkmans.
Yeah, man.
Those are awesome.
They're not that easy to break.
No, that's what I'm saying. Pieces. Like, you could drop it. Like, I'd say, like, you would have to really, like with a great force. Because, like you said, they were not easily to break.
Yeah.
You would, like, to break it, you would have to literally throw it against the wall, but hard enough. Maybe not even that.
Yep.
But the only thing I could think of that could be easy is maybe the buttons. Yeah, but that's about it.
The buttons. Oh, yeah, because you could remember those buttons always popped off like nobody's business, man.
Yeah.
You would always have to remember you had to get a pencil when it popped off and be all like, rewind.
I remember using the pencils to rewind the
cassette. The tape, right, when it would get all like off. That was hard.
The kids nowadays.
They have it easy.
They have no idea.
Oh, they would have been crying if they had to live in our time. Oh, I could just see Sean, especially Sean. Oh, wow. And then the CDs came. The burning of the CDs.
Yep.
Several people saw Calico riding her bicycle, which has never been found.
Oh, so they haven't found the bike?
Oh, so her bike's never been found?
No. Yeah. So that means they took it. So which they means took they had the to bike. Have had a vehicle big enough to be able to take
and it. And it wasn't a one-man job. It obviously a two-person job.
Might have been two people.
Well, it could be one. But no, I think I would say two. Someone to grab her and someone to grab the bike.
Yeah.
Oh, unless they grabbed her and just threw her in and then grabbed the bike later.
What this?
Well, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably just grabbed her.
Hey, you know what? Is there like a lake around there somewhere?
I don't know.
If there is, maybe they threw it in there.
No one witnessed her presumed abduction, although several witnesses observed a light-colored pickup truck, possibly a 1953 Ford, with a camper shell following closely behind her.
People saw a truck following her.
What was I saying? Oh, okay, so he had a camper in the back?
Yep.
Okay, so maybe it could have been a one-man job, and maybe he grabbed her first.
But people say they saw two men in the truck.
So it was a two-man job.
See, I'm telling you.
Yep.
But I wonder how they got her to stop riding her bike, though. If she's riding her bike...
Maybe they bumped her, and she fell off?
Maybe. That could be it. Right? Yeah.
That's the only way.
Yep.
Ran her off the road?
Yep. And just... Put her in, where would they put her in? Like in the
camper
the
part. Bed,
the camper part. Yeah.
Or maybe they stopped her to ask her a question. That's stupid.
Could be.
And with her headphones on, she probably didn't hear the truck.
See, that's another thing. Maybe she was walking her bike with her headphones. Maybe she wasn't riding it, so she didn't hear them, and they just got her from behind.
Possibly.
And then the guy was like, "Well, what about her bike? Maybe they didn't plan to take it, but they're like, well, just grab it."
Evidence.
I don't know why. So I thought they found her bike.
I don't think they did. No, they didn't. Scene.
I don't know. I think then maybe I'm thinking of another one then.
Probably.
And they found it. Wow.
I believe so.
Okay. Okay, so let's talk about the photograph now.
On June 15th, 1989, a Polaroid photo of an unidentified young woman and a boy, both gagged with black duct tape and seemingly bound, was discovered in the parking lot of a convenience store in Port St. Joe, Florida. We'll view the picture and describe what we see.
Let's look at this photo, guys. It's the one, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
The original one?
The original one, yeah.
Okay, there's that. Oh, man, the boy looks scared. The boy next to her.
Oh, yeah.
Is it like they're in a room?
Yeah, it looks like a room, right?
I think so. It looks like a bed.
Yeah.
There's a pillow.
They even gave her a book to read.
And apparently that was her favorite book and author.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another coincidence.
Did she have
maybe.
Her book with her though? When
I don't know, I don't think so.
Right?
Yeah. Probably not.
So it's just another weird coincidence. Apparently, there's like a scratch and a scar on her right leg, on her calf, on the side of the calf.
Is it in this picture?
It should. Maybe you have to zoom in. It's like a very tiny scar.
I think I see it.
It's like right on the side of her calf. I think so.
Now can I see it?
That her mother identified as a scar she had.
Was that what she was wearing when she was kidnapped? Did her mom say?
I don't know about that.
Did the mom see the picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why she thinks it's her.
Oh, wow.
It's hard to tell with the duct tape around her mouth. But some people say they can see a phone number on the spine of the book. That you have to like really look at it. I don't think I can see it.
I can't really see because it's real blurry.
Yeah, it's real blurry. I can't see it.
I mean, yeah.
And that you they've tried it, but there's nothing to it. It just.
Well, I mean, was it with the error code and everything, or was it just a number?
I don't know. That's what they tried different like numbers, but none of them worked. And some people say that her eyebrows are different from her actual.
From when,
like.
Yeah, her eyebrows do look different.
From
but
her, from her.
From a normal picture.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's different.
He sees that some of the bridge of her, I guess the eyebrow part is different.
I mean, I can understand the eyebrows being different, though. I mean, she's been missing a year or so.
Yeah.
Before they found the picture?
This picture was found in 89.
So she's probably not even getting her eyebrows done or anything like that.
Well, yeah, but Ben, I'm not talking about the eyebrows, like the shape of them.
You're just talking about in general?
The bone, the eyebrow bone.
Oh, okay.
The structure.
It's different because her nose seems...
I know she wasn't getting her eyebrows done.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I thought that they were talking about. But what I see different is, like, the ears look different to me.
Well, yeah. On this picture, they're more out, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, when we were talking about it earlier, the ears stick out a little more to me than her original pictures.
Yeah.
But the book and the scar are real coincidental.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. It's
strange, yeah.
You just so happened to be on the floor?
Right.
Of the block.
Yep.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? She's at an angle, too, so I don't know. Maybe the nose looks a little different, too, but again, it's a different angle.
Look, I even found something on the internet, and someone took the tape, I guess digitally took the tape off her face.
Hmm.
It kind of resembles
Okay, that kind of resembles her.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But her nose looks thinner, though.
It's thinner, right? But it could be just the way he digitally fixed it. Or she. I don't know who did it.
The woman who found the photo said that it was in a parking space where a white windowless Toyota cargo van had been parked when she arrived at the store. She said that the van was being driven by a man with a mustache who appeared to be in his 30s. Police set up roadblocks to intercept the vehicle, but the man has never been identified.
When they set up the roadblocks, they didn't get him?
They didn't catch him, no.
But that's
pretty fast, like, to set up roadblocks.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's good on them.
Yeah.
They need to ban those white vans.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Ban the white
those
vans.
Those old school ones.
We're going to ban you, Mike.
Well, I mean, tell them to put Holiday Wine and Liquor on there. Right? I mean, like, if your company is going to have it, put your logo on there so you don't look like you're trying out there and trying to kidnap people.
Yeah, that was a pretty big fast response.
Yeah, it was a pretty fast response.
Because of the picture, right?
Yeah.
Did it belong to the van? What? It was there before.
Did they have surveillance back then?
That's true.
Well, the condition of the photo looked still good.
Yeah.
Still looked great.
It's still like, I guess it, I guess the photo was in good condition that it had to have been from the van.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that, well, of course. But you know what, though, too? Also, if you think about it, because, like, it's not like the way it is now with the sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Like, what if they're like, hey, I got this picture. Like, what if they're into weird shit like that?
Yep.
I have a picture of these two that I kidnapped.
That's
gross, man.
Yeah.
Sad. Sickles.
But like I was gonna say though, but like, did the store had surveillance back then?
I'm not sure.
I'm trying to see when they start having surveillance.
If they did, they probably would.
They would have checked it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, I'm just saying, like, surveillance in general. Was it already being set up in stores around that time?
Possibly, I think so.
Well,
but the idea wasn't that it was just grainy. They weren't that clear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of like, no.
Where you can see, like, the actual person in the car.
Well, but, yeah, you'll still see some that are all grainy and, like, it's 2022.
It's 2022.
I have some clear videos already.
According to Polaroid officials, the picture had to have been taken after May 1989 because the particular film used in the photograph was not available until then.
Oh. She disappeared in 1988, right?
Yeah.
Was it in May also, or was it another month?
What did it say in the beginning? I think it was September?
September 20th, 1988.
Yeah, so that was almost a year.
Yeah.
8 months?
Yep. And this film was found in 89, right?
Yeah.
June 15th, 1989.
After May, 1989.
Maybe they had... That's See, that's another hard thing.
That picture is only like a month old.
Yeah. So that's,
or less.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he could have just gotten a camera or that styrofoam and made, but...
Didn't use it until...
He might have had her already, right?
Yeah.
And just bought that camera.
And like he still had her there?
Yeah. Doesn't mean that he couldn't have had her before, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because, I mean, there's some cases where they actually do keep them, right? Like, they don't kill them or anything. Like, they literally, have them there.
Yep.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could have just had her the whole time.
Yeah, and just recently bought that.
That camera or that film.
Why did he take pictures?
Because he's a single.
Yeah.
The photo was broadcast on A Current Affair in July, and Doyle was contacted by friends who had seen the show and thought the woman resembled Calico.
You remember A Current Affair, guys?
I remember A Current Affair.
I remember. Yeah. I loved watching it. Yeah. I remember that was the show I was watching when I first heard about that case, about that. Have you ever seen a Killer Among Friends? It's another Lifetime movie, but it's like true events. It has Tiffany Amber Thiessen, the one from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Okay, she gets murdered by her friends, right?
Uh-huh.
And they recapped that...
That case
on there, and they're talking to the girl who she was just there, like she didn't even know what was going on, like she was just like one of those friends that like just tag along or whatever, and she witnessed everything, and she said that when it happened she took off running, so it was like her telling her story and what happened. But I remember that.
Yeah,
that was like the best show ever.
You talk about the weird stuff.
Yeah,
aliens,
ghosts.
Maury Povich come out on that one first.
I think so.
He might have.
And then he had his own You're Not the Father. He went on to do paternity tests.
The talk show wars.
The talk show. But that was, wow.
Current Affair.
I remember that show.
They should bring it back.
Yep.
Redo it.
Number 7.
Okay, now we're going to go off topic for a little bit to talk about Michael Henley, a 9-year-old boy that also went missing in New Mexico in 1988.
Oh.
So they're trying to say that could be the little boy in the picture?
Yeah.
In the first picture?
Mm-hmm.
And he looks familiar?
I guess. The parents.
And at that, both went missing in the same year?
Yeah. Around the same, almost the same area. Not that same area. Sorry.
Go ahead. Same state.
Yeah.
On April 21st, 1988, 9-year-old Michael Henley Jr. went on a camping trip with his father and a family friend in the Zuni Mountains of New Mexico. The three of them had been at the campsite for less than 20 minutes when Michael disappeared.
Wow, they weren't there long. They must have been unpacking, maybe, and just lost track.
Let's say so, yeah.
I mean, you hear stories like that. David Palisades?
Yeah,
when he does his national park disappearance.
What's his name? Your mom always talks about him.
Yeah.
Mike,
you know what we're talking about, right?
I think so.
What's his last name? He does the National Forest disappearance.
Missing 411?
Yeah. What's his name? How long has he been doing investigations like that? From the very beginning?
Michael Platsky?
So I'm wondering,
he just ventured off.
Because most of the stories that he does, it's the people who disappear, they just take their eyes off him for a second and they just automatically are not there anymore.
Yeah.
I think I heard him do one case where he said that it was a couple, I don't know if it was sisters or it was a wife and husband or whatever.
Yeah.
But they were walking and they had turned their head for just a second because they were checking something out. And when they turned back, the person that were with wasn't even there. They didn't know where.
It's nuts.
And it is crazy, right? Because, I mean...
Which is a wrong turn.
You have to be walking pretty fast for them to even not be able to catch up with you.
Yep.
If you're only turning your head for a few seconds.
True.
That's a story of its own.
Portals. Telling you.
No portals.
His family, as well as the police and the National Guard, conducted a month-long search and again found no trace of him. A snowstorm hit the area around that time, making the search difficult.
Dang.
That what?
Yeah, so there was a snowstorm that made it difficult for them to search. But they searched for even the National Guard got in.
Looking for him. Relatives of Michael Henley saw the episode of A Current Affair and believed that he was the boy in a photo.
They saw the same show?
Yeah.
Right.
Current Affair again. They should remake it.
Let's
look at this picture. Okay, there's a picture of a boy and then there's a picture of the boy with the duct tape.
Kind of.
The one on the right is the Michael Handy.
Mm.
Kind of resembles him.
Yeah, it kind of resembles him.
It kind of does.
Yeah, it kind of does. It's kind of so strange.
But I'm wondering if maybe, I don't know. That's true. If he disappeared, what, 1988? The same?
Yeah, the same year.
The same year? Yeah. But you see, look, she get kidnapped in New Mexico, right?
Yes.
So let's say this dude and her, he has her kidnapped or whatever. But let's say they went to Florida around that time.
Okay.
Right? Hey, you're going to be hiding. You're not going to be out in the open with a girl and two guys. Let's be real, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They see a boy. He's wandering off. They see him. They got him.
But they would have had to.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I said never mind. Because, then he had taken the picture. Unless they were there hanging out and they took the picture.
Who was missing first, the little boy or Tara?
Oh, that's true. Because we don't know if it was May of 1988 and then September of 1988. So it would have to be the little boy then.
Wait, who is this?
Because he got kidnapped in May and she got kidnapped in September.
Huh. No, May was the film.
I think he went missing first because
he went missing first in May.
They went on the camping trip in April.
April.
88.
Michelle.
She was May.
No.
Who was September then?
There was no May.
May
was the photograph.
May was the photograph.
The film. Well, either way, he had to be first, though. April of 1988. Yes, and then she got kidnapped second.
Okay, see? That's why I need to know.
So
they would have picked him up first, if that's him.
Yeah. If that's him. Because, look, he's a little bit tanner than the little boy.
That's true.
You know what I'm trying to get at?
But maybe he's crying. His cheeks
are red, because it looks like, he could be crying.
Even if his forehead is red.
Yeah.
Or tan color. But that's true. I'm telling you, this case is very strange.
Dole and Henley's parents both met with investigators and examined the Polaroid. Dole said that she was convinced it was calico.
So the mom's convinced.
Yes. She also noted that a scar on the woman's leg was identical to the one that Calico had received in a car accident. In addition to a paperback copy of E.C. Andrews' My Sweet Audrina, said to be one of Calico's favorite books, can be seen lying next to the woman.
Hmm. Yeah, there's that book. It's another strange
coincidence,
maybe.
Weird. Yeah.
But again, it could be done.
Maybe Google that.
It's a scar I was talking about.
Yeah. I can't see it.
Yeah, it's very hard. You have to, literally zoom in.
But even with the zoom, you can't really see anything.
What?
Even with the zoom, you can't really see anything.
Ben shows me?
Well, my phone obviously sucks then. Because I can't see it clear. He can't even see it clear, too.
Ben, show it.
He told me. You said, Ben, you can't even see it.
And show her your phone.
Well, until he told me where it was, then I started looking. You can barely see it. It's like
her calf
right in there.
I see that.
It's like on the side of her calf.
I'm talking about
what are you talking about?
I know. I see the picture. But even when I do a zoom close-up, it doesn't come out clear.
Well, he's showing you.
Man.
He's showing you.
I know. I saw it, but I can see it on my phone, too. Well, it's just I have to really go like that.
Well, maybe it's your eyes.
They are open. Hey, look. Are those pants or is that blanket?
Oh, I don't know.
It's not that right there.
Yeah, it looks. Maybe it's on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Are we for sure know this is a little boy, or it could be a girl with a ponytail?
Nice boy. Well, I don't know. Now I see a ponytail. I don't know. Now I see it.
You know what you're trying to get?
That's a possibility. Yeah.
Like, maybe the hair's back or something, because.
Now since you said that, I see a girl.
Now I see a. Yeah. That's crazy, yeah.
Right?
But I see I don't know, man.
Because I know when I first saw it, I saw a little boy, too.
Yeah.
But then, now that I'm looking at it a little bit closer, what if it's another little girl? And she just has her hair pulled back.
But is the hair going forward or back? That's another hard thing.
Huh?
Is the hair going forward or is it going back on the picture?
Forward or...
Is the hair going forward or is it back?
It looks like it's back. Why would it go forward? Like, what are you talking about forward?
My hair goes forward.
But when you put your hair in a...
Well, I see yours in a ponytail.
When you put your hair in a ponytail,
yes, I know. I know. Yeah, I know. But on the picture, do you see it forward or do you
like,
see it back?
But you wouldn't tell because if she's laying down this way.
It's the other way.
It's still going to...
It's the other way. Right there. There you go.
Even if you're laying down, you're not really going to see it unless it's a high ponytail. But back then, they're not doing high ponytail.
Now, comb your hair forward. That was a joke.
Comb your hair forward. Oh! Comb forward.
It goes forward.
Go forward.
It does go forward.
But look, say I have a part. Now I have like a part, like say like the little, yeah. Like that's a little girl with a part in her hair.
Yes.
And then I put my hair up back in a ponytail.
You can see the part still.
You can see the part still. And you're laying down like that.
True.
I think I kind of see like there could be a part right there.
See?
You see a part?
You see a part? It could be. It looks like it could be one, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm saying that it's there.
Yeah.
I know.
Because look at.
I'm looking.
If you look at it, see how her hair is all disheveled and just pulled back in a little ponytail?
Yeah.
Maybe with this one too.
You opened another rabbit hole.
Because look at how they fix his hair.
His is forward?
It's just straight forward. And look at it.
Looks like a bowl cut too.
Yeah, and then you look at this
one. It doesn't even look like that kid.
See? If you zoom in a little bit.
Kind of has the same nose though.
I'm not saying that it doesn't, Bubba.
I know, but I just noticed the nose right now.
But it could be also a little boy, maybe like, you know, he was just with his head, you know, and...
Yeah, I see your point too. I'm not saying I don't. But I just noticed the nose, they look alike. But it could be the tape pushing the nose up.
Mm-hmm. Because the ears too look the same.
Mm-hmm. Strange.
Scotland Yard analyzed the photo and concluded that the woman was calico. But a second analysis by the Los Alamos National Laboratory disagreed. An FBI analysis of the photo was inconclusive.
So... Each agency has their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I could, because it's kind of like what that guy did on the last one with the whole removing it, the tape, removing the tape, how he edited it out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of those people probably do it like that too. So, some come out looking like, yeah, it could be her, and some probably come out like, well, no, it doesn't really match, and then.
I see what you're saying.
Just kind of sucks. Because look. That kind of does resemble her, but, right? Because of the chin and everything. But like you said, like, that nose is thinner than that. Oh. And I know what Ben's talking about with her eyebrows, though, because look at the way they have it shaped here. Look at the way it is there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So.
But she wasn't getting her eyebrows done, guys. She was getting that.
I know she wasn't getting. But. It all depending on why they kidnap her for. You know what I'm trying to get at? So, like, who's not to say they're not passing her around?
Well, true.
You're not going to want her to be all looking like, you know what I'm trying to get
at? Yes, I know what you're saying.
Henley's mother said that she was almost certain it was Michael in the Polaroid. The identification of the boy in the photograph as Henley is considered highly unlikely. His remains were discovered in June 1990, in the Zuni Mountains, about 7 miles from his family's campsite from which he had disappeared, and 75 miles from where Calico disappeared. Police believe that Henley wandered off and subsequently died of exposure.
Oh.
And got lost.
So it's not wasn't him then?
They don't think it's him, no.
But see, that's the other thing that I heard about that, though, was that no one really reported anyone missing. Like, in that, you know what I'm trying to get at? Like, no one really came forward to say, like, other than Mike Henley's, you know, family, yes. But, like, in general, like, when they first saw the photo of the little boy, that no one really, like, claimed a little boy was missing.
Yeah.
Like, there was no one in a nearby area or...
I don't think so.
In other states or cities saying, like, hey, when my son went missing at this time, you know.
Yeah.
Only that Michael Henley. But then that's, you know.
I don't think they went to... Picked them up in New Mexico, right? Then they took him to Florida.
Was he? What? Well, I just so happened to be at the same spot. Yeah, I mean,
it was kind of weird.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, well, look, either way, it still cannot be him if they're saying that the remain was his.
Yeah.
So
it's not him.
No.
The greatest mystery still is who's the little boy or
girl.
Little girl. Or little girl, because we still don't know. We don't know for sure yet.
Will you?
But.
Yeah.
Let's fast forward to 2009. 20 years after the Polaroid photo was found and shared by the media, pictures of a boy were sent to the St. Port Joe Police Chief David Barnes. He received two letters, postmarked June 10th and August 10th, 2009, from Albuquerque, New Mexico. One letter contained a photo printed on copy paper of a young boy with sandy brown hair. Someone had drawn a black band in ink on the photo over the boy's mouth as if it were covered in tape as in the 1989 picture.
Oh.
Wait. Wait a minute. Oh.
So they're kind of like trying to copy it? Might not copy it, but like...
So those letters that he would receive with those pictures in it, they were old photographs then?
I don't know what old photographs. Or maybe old. Well, maybe let me look,
because we have that one picture of that one they were talking, he just talked about, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't tell. Yeah, that has to be still in the...
Yeah, it looks early 80s. Looks like 80s, yeah. Yeah. But is it the same boy?
Late 80s.
See? It could be that one boy in the picture.
So
that one looks a little closer than the other.
Yeah, because he's about the same color as he is.
Yep. So, and it wasn't Michael Handy then.
Let me see his
It wasn't Michael Handy, right?
No. Well, they found him.
Well, yeah. I know, Ben. Okay, so this picture. And I'm looking at it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they saying? That?
I guess that's the boy.
They're saying that's the boy?
They're saying that that could be the boy. They didn't discuss exactly what they said in the letter, the one
who sent the picture, right?
I think it was just pictures.
It was just pictures, no actual letter. Like saying,
I don't think so.
No.
So why did they put letter? Just put they received pictures.
So the one who sent it is saying that that's him.
Yes.
Okay.
Whoever sent it, yeah.
I think if that one.
Oh man, get that picture.
What picture?
Because look at number 5.
Oh.
Without the marker, right? I didn't get that one. Just picture without the tape, okay, guys? Do your best.
Yeah, maybe.
The second letter contained an original image of the boy?
Yeah. I guess
without the marker
on his mouth.
The second letter contained an original image of the boy. On August 12th, the Star newspaper in Port St. Joe received a third letter, also postmarked in Albuquerque on August 10th, and depicting the same image of a boy with black marker drawn over his mouth. The boy has not been confirmed to be the same one as in the previous photo.
Oh, so is that confirmed? It's
yeah, because you know what? I've read, when I would go over the case or whatever, like mm-hmm. just in general, whenever yeah. it pops up on my newsfeed or whatever, mm-hmm. they always say that they always had a hard time identifying the second child because they don't really know. Because like I said, like mm-hmm. no one came out to report anyone in that age to be missing other than the Michael Henley guy, yeah. little boy. But then that was debunked.
Mm-hmm.
So no one really knows exactly who they are. I wonder if it's like
a hoax. Are they were really kidnapped?
What? See, that's the thing, though. Like, really I know what hard. You mean, like a hoax kind of like
they're staged.
Just, yeah, staged.
Yeah.
And maybe that girl's not really Tara.
Yeah.
Just someone that kind of looks like her.
Mm-hmm. It's just very coincident.
Yeah.
The scar in the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like they were sending a message.
But then again, V.C. Andrews was a famous author around that time. Like, every little girl was reading her books, like, left and right.
Did you have any books?
I read a few of her books, yeah.
I don't remember.
I never knew that was...
Who's that?
I didn't know who that was.
She's the one who wrote The Flowers in the Attic. They made the movie out of it.
Oh, really?
So after that, you know, she read other books.
I'm still drawing a blank.
Me too.
Of course. Never heard that show, that movie.
No.
It's a weird-ass movie. They introduced everyone to incest.
Ugh.
Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Savages.
Yeah. It was meant for girls. I don't think it was really meant for guys.
What?
The Flowers in the Attic?
Mike knew what it was.
I heard of it.
Yeah, well, yeah, because they got locked up in the attic at the grandmother's house, right? Because she didn't approve of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom went to go try to make a life of herself so she can, you know,
yeah.
Take care of them. But I guess the longer the mom was away, the more ugly the grandmother was to them. Because I think they came for money, and I think the mom had married a poor man.
Oh.
But he wound up passing, so they went back to the moms to see if she can help out. But the mom was like, well, yeah, I guess. But then she was just... I don't know exactly what the hell the mom was doing. But she allowed the kids to be locked up in the attic because the grandma did it. Well, the sister and the brother wind up falling in love and stuff because they didn't know anything about what was going on. They've been locked up in the attic for so long. Yeah, to raise their twin sister and brother, like they were the parents and stuff. Like, that's how long they were in the attic. Yeah.
I'm kind of glad I stayed away from that movie.
Okay. weird ass movie. I was even shocked when I heard. I was like,
I didn't know about that part.
She's in love with her. I'm going to bring that book, and before we start our podcast, I'm going to read one chapter every day.
No.
No. You see, but so
those letters were sent from Albuquerque.
Yes.
Maybe she's in the Albuquerque area, both of them, but they're just hidden very well. I mean, it's a big city, so I mean, who's to say they're not in Albuquerque still? But just like,
well, I don't know where she was. Oh, she was from Berlin.
How far is that from Albuquerque?
Michael, get your Google Maps.
She was from where?
Berlin.
So that's where she was living in New Mexico?
Yeah, that's where she disappeared.
But she was from New Mexico?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So maybe they're in New Mexico.
Well, yeah, they're in New Mexico. Well, I don't know why. Never mind.
That. Well, no, I'm just saying, like, maybe they're just still in New Mexico. Maybe they just got kidnapped there and they're not anywhere, but they just can't find them.
Yeah.
It's only 32 minutes.
You see? So Albuquerque?
30. Mm-hmm. It's 3 miles about.
Oh, well, it's just a 32.
Yeah,
mile,
yeah.
5 miles.
Yeah.
About 30 minutes. But 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's about 25 miles.
And plus it's like a
33.6 miles.
None of the letters contained a return address or a note indicating the child's identity, making the officials there believe it may have something to do with the disappearance of Tara Calico.
So they think it's related to her?
I think so. I think maybe because of the boy in the back.
That's kinda weird, yeah.
How they know.
Right.
The letters were sent at the same time that a self-proclaimed psychic had called about Calico, saying that she had met a runaway in California with whom she worked in a strip club. This girl was eventually murdered.
Well, what?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Okay, well, it's a self-proclaimed psychic. Yeah. I mean, you still got to take that with
a self-proclaimed psychic.
Well, I mean, you do have those who say, like, I'm psychic, right?
Well, yeah, but, like, why'd they have to put self-proclaimed?
Well, because she probably went around, but she probably wasn't like...
Like, I'm a psychic.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's probably what she probably did. Like, right. Well, I'm a psychic and I, you know...
Is anybody officially a psychic?
I'm pretty sure there is.
No, I believe there is.
She's trying to get notoriety. She's trying to get her name out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the thing that kind of sucks, though, right? Because those who say their self-proclaimed and they come like, well, this and that, and then none of the evidence point to it.
You're not a psychic.
Then you're not really.
You guys didn't call it the California Psychics?
Huh?
Yeah.
Do it.
The California Psychics. I always see a commercial of them.
Try to find love.
Hey, I'm going to call them up so they can do a drawing of my soulmate so I can be prepared. Be on the look like. Have y'all seen that? The advertisement for those? There's this guy on Facebook sometimes, like. It'll pop up, right? And he'll be like, oh, I can draw your soulmate for this fee. And then some girl, like, you know, like, and it's true. He did mine. And sure enough, it's a guy that looks somewhat like the guy that he drew. And I'm like,
oh, shit.
I'm like, all right.
The caller says she had dreams suggesting the runaway may have been Calico and that she may be buried in California. Searches did not lead to any discovery.
Yeah.
I have dreams all the time. I'm not a self-proclaimed psychic. a couple.
You might be a little psychic.
Well, I've been a psychic, guys. Hey, Ben, can you tell me the winning lottery ticket numbers?
Yeah, I wish I could tell myself.
Right? I mean, maybe not to win a million, but just to keep us afloat for a while, you know? Where we don't have to work.
I wonder if psychics can do that.
I'm pretty sure they can.
Well, then why don't they?
Maybe because they feel like...
Because they're bullshitting, Michelle.
Oh, I don't know, dude.
Fake.
The photos are given to the FBI for further investigation in the hope of finding fingerprints or possible DNA evidence. Two other Polaroid photographs, possibly of Calico, have surfaced over the years. The first was found near a construction site in Montecito, California, and is a blurry photo of a girl's face with tape covering her mouth and light blue striped fabric behind her. Similar to that on the pillow in the Toyota van photo. It was taken on film that was not available until June 1989.
It's the same film. Okay, I'm going to go look at that picture again.
But like, see, why are these people dropping like random photos at different spots?
That's
kind
of weird. And that second, this ain't California. Mm. That she saw her in California. But did she say where in California?
But she said that she wound up being murdered, though.
Oh, that's true.
So.
Yeah, so.
Where that's at.
Well,
I was in California.
Well, I know it was found there.
I don't know where
the picture was found there. But yeah, look at the picture.
Maybe.
I can see. Now, that one kind of looks more like her.
Which is the one? The second one? The one where...
Yeah, the blurry one.
It's kind of blurry, but it does resemble her more than the other one.
Hell yeah!
I don't know. It's the eyebrows.
Is it tape on this one? I don't see no black tape.
Yeah, it looks like clear tape.
It's kind of too bright to see exactly where.
I see that striped blue pillow.
Yeah.
That they're talking about. Kind of.
Is there any way we can adjust the colors to see if we can notice anything different?
A little bit like.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Even if you try to darken it, it still doesn't really help any.
And this film was, again, was available until June 1989. A year later still?
Guess so. How can you tell the difference between film, I wonder?
I don't know. Maybe the... I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm sure companies have their way of knowing.
Yep.
The second shows a woman loosely bound in gauze, her eyes covered with more gauze, and a large black frame glasses. With a male passenger beside her on an Amtrak train. The film used was not available until February 1990.
Yeah, there's that picture.
That picture gives me the creeps.
But why would the abductor, like, take a picture of himself?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it's like those two guys that kidnap those people and will film it and stuff. What's their name? The Chinese guy and that white guy. They would get their victims and videotape them.
Oh, yeah.
And, what's his name? Something me line.
Leonard Lake.
Yes, Leonard Lake. They kidnapped their victims, uh-huh. and it wasn't just like females. They literally did like a whole family. They even killed the kids.
Yeah.
But they videotaped it. I saw a clip of it. It was nasty, dude. I didn't see what they killed them. But
if you take a picture or something like that, won't you be noticed?
Well, obviously, no one's in the car. It's a train. Maybe it was a box car.
Well, yeah, but no, why would they give it to the police?
What do you mean?
Not the police. I'm sorry. Okay, why take a picture of yourself and, like, put it, like, out so people can see it?
Or why
be walking out? Why was it sent to the police to begin with?
But they didn't send it to the police.
Well, how did this come across the police, then?
No, I said it wrong. I said police. I didn't mean to say police.
Where did they find this picture?
It was sent to
the construction site.
Oh.
This picture was sent on the construction site? I'm talking about this picture.
Now, I know which one you're talking about. I'm trying to see. Two other point. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't know the second one. The first one was found in a construction site.
Okay, where was this one found, though?
It doesn't say.
Was it found or was it given it to the police?
Well, it was found. Because there's like two other Polaroid pictures or photographs on the surface. Oh, man, this is so strange.
Because, look, I understand where you're trying to get at. Like, why would you take a picture of yourself doing this?
Yes.
Your face isn't covered. They can go look for you, right?
And then you just throw it around so people can find it.
Okay, yes, I get that. But let's say, like, back in the day in the 80s, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's a lot easier to get lost back in the day because you would have to have a criminal background, for them to even be all like, okay, well...
That's true because they didn't have the internet.
They didn't have the internet. And they can go around saying, like, well, do you know this guy? But yeah, that's a lot of footwork there.
Yes.
You know?
I see what you're saying.
So, but whether it could be fake or not, I don't know, but it's a creepy picture. I don't like it. Because like I said, if it was on a train, maybe it was just in an area where there was hardly any passengers on that side, or maybe just them two. You never know. I don't know how it works. Like as far as you know, if you're assigned seats or you just go sit anywhere.
Yep.
I don't know, but like I understand what you're saying too. Like maybe they're being stupid. But if you look closely, her shirt's undone in the bottom.
Yeah.
Calico's mother believed the first one was Tara, but thought the second may have been a gag.
Yeah.
I think this one's a gag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
You think this was a gag?
Yeah.
I think it was staged. That's my opinion.
Her sisters stated they had a striking, uncalming resemblance. As for me, I will not rule them out. But keep in mind, our family has had to identify many other photographs, and all but those three were ruled out.
Which three? The first three?
That one, the blurry.
Mm-hmm. The blurry, the first one. And what other one? There's a third picture?
I haven't come across any. I'm not sure.
Okay, let's go over the pictures. Let's see. Which one is the ones that they didn't rule out? Was the first one with that they had her take with the little boy, right? Or the little... Are we saying the second kid's a boy, or are we going to go ahead and say it's a...
No, I think she's talking about the one that you're talking about, the gagged.
The gagged one?
Yeah.
The one... With the straight pillow?
Yes. No, the one with the man next door.
So she thinks that this one...
I think they're counting it because it can't be ruled out.
That he could be a suspect?
No. Just that...
That could be happening, like this girl was kidnapped?
But keep in mind, our family has had that identity.
That picture hasn't been ruled out.
Yeah, they're saying that hasn't been ruled out, that's not her.
It hasn't been ruled out that it's not
her. That's what she's saying, read number 18.
Well, we know it's not her because, like...
But no, but she's saying that it hasn't been ruled out.
That it's not her?
Am I confused or what?
I'm getting confused, too.
Michelle's confusing me.
Why is the third one here with this dude not... It's what? Why is it part of the whole thing? But keep in mind, our family has to identify many other photographs, and all but those three were ruled out.
There's in all of those...
But these three were ruled out?
No, all of the other ones were ruled out besides...
All the other pictures they snooped.
Except for three of them, right?
These three.
Which was the third one?
This one.
What? Why is this one part of it not being ruled out, though? Seriously, because you all are thinking it's a gag.
I think it's a gag, which is
hard. Okay, so why are they keeping it?
But they're
I guess they're just keeping it just in case.
Just in case, yeah.
Someone reports this lady missing? Because I don't think it's a gag, because look, her shirt's open. That guy's all trying to fill her up and shit.
I'm just saying what I think they're saying.
You see that?
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You see it.
That doesn't mean that it's not, but it doesn't prove it's not a gag or a stage.
She looks pretty scared of me.
Anyone could look scared.
You look constipated. You look constipated. People will look constipated if they have to be
scared. How about this?
You look confused. Now you look like you don't want to see the world.
Let me see your scared face.
I'm not scared. I'm just telling you.
Look, Michelle, shadow over there.
You have to be like an actress to play it off. You look like you're going to cry.
Because I'm scared.
You look like you're going to cry.
Because I'm scared.
No. Because you're not getting your
Do a scare face.
No one knows how to do a scare face.
I can't naturally do a scare face.
That's not a surprise face.
No.
Okay, so what's going on now?
But you say you understand now what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand. Like, they're not ruling that one out because there's a possibility that maybe this girl is being harmed. But did they further investigate that picture, though?
Well, I'm pretty sure they did.
They need to talk about that picture a little bit more.
They just think
it looks staged.
They just think it might be staged.
I just made a whole bunch of faces, people. They look scared. I look scared.
You did not look scared. It ranged from looking constipated to looking like...
Now you look like what the?
I know. Now you had that. What the fuck?
Yeah. That's what that was.
That was.
Oh, you guys can't judge. You guys are not even trying to make the scare faces.
Because I'm already admitting to you
that
my...
Try. Do a scare face.
I can't. It'll be looking surprised.
Do a scare face.
No, I can't do a scare face.
Do a scare face. You seem to be a pro.
Can you do a scare face, Mike? I don't know how to do a scare face. No one knows how to do a scare face.
It has to come naturally.
It is.
It's not natural.
That's natural.
Well, how the hell do you make a scare face?
When you get scared, you make a scare face.
No,
you
I can't don't.
Do it. Well, no one scared you, Bubba. You want us to scare you?
Yes.
We'll scare you when you least expect it. We're not going to do it.
I made all these faces. I had a scare face, people. I look scared.
No.
Yes, I did. I look scared. Okay, let's talk about later developments of the case.
In 2008, Rene Rivera, the sheriff of Valencia County, reported that he received information that two teenagers had accidentally hit Calico with a truck, panicked, and subsequently killed her. According to Rivera, the boys knew Calico and drove up behind her in the truck, and some form of an accident occurred. Calico later died, and those responsible covered up the crime.
So why didn't he...
They just hit her with a car.
Well, yeah, but why did it happen?
But you know what, though? I heard about that, too.
Yeah.
I heard that people came forward saying that they had killed her. But when they tell them where they what they did with the body. So go now, because now maybe we understand why the bike wasn't there.
Yeah.
So maybe they did hit her, playing around. You know, trying to get at, but they accidentally got her.
And they didn't know what to do with her.
They didn't know what to do with her, so...
They panicked. It makes sense. I mean, a truck was following her.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they just took the bike with them.
They didn't want to get in trouble.
Now, what they did with the body, I don't know. But that's why I asked about the lake, because you hear stories where... Have you heard about that lake where they're finding, like, I don't know how many cars that got driven down there? Like, I don't know how many. I think they found like two cars.
Is it mafia related?
I don't know. But I don't know if people were people in it.
I'm not sure.
There was one case that they had found, I think, teenagers in a car. But they were like teenagers back in the 50s, I think.
Wow.
And no one knew what happened to them. They just disappeared.
Yeah.
And they were saying that they
I guess that lake.
Drove their car.
Lake Mead, whatever it is.
Oh. Is this what Mike Frenchie's talking about?
Yeah.
That's why I asked him if it was remarkable.
Is that the same lake where that, the girl from Glee, what's her name, Naya Rivera? Is that where she went missing to, or is that another lake where they found her body?
Not sure.
But there is a lake that they say that it's dangerous, like people like to go and visit, but it's dangerous for you to get in the water. Because there's like whirlpools in there they can just, without you even knowing.
To close that lake?
I don't know. Just a lake in general.
Oh, yeah.
Let's throw her in the lake. Maybe they threw the bike in the lake. Same.
True.
Rivera stated that he knew the names of those involved, but that without a body, he could not make a case. Calico stepfather John Dole said that the sheriff should not have made these comments if he was not willing to arrest anyone, and that strong circumstantial evidence should be enough for a conviction.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
They've convicted people without bodies.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, take a man and question them a little bit more. Did they question him a lot more, or were they just kind of like...
I don't even know if they questioned them.
Well, obviously, they're not arrested.
I don't know, man. This Rivera guy.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Contact our hotline, Renee Rivera.
The you, Rivera.
So they didn't talk to them? They didn't...
I don't think so. I think it was just this cop, this sheriff.
He just came out and said he knew.
Yeah.
That what?
He just came out and said that he knew.
That he knew that they weren't responsible for...
No, he did. He's the one that just came out and said that he knew about the story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He knows how it happened. But he doesn't want to press charges without a body. You're going to have plenty of evidence
without the body.
Why not ask the guys that supposedly you know who it was?
I know. Well, that's true. Like, stupid. I would have been like, well, thanks for letting me know, but like, what did you do with her body? Because, you know, she needs to be put to rest.
Well, yeah, but my beef was with the cop, the sheriff.
And, of course, Mexican, right?
Because why did he say that?
I don't know. Maybe he did. And he just, maybe because, you know what? Maybe he did. And maybe because he was getting all these photos and all that, and no one's really sure. No one's really, like, 100% on anything.
Yeah.
So he just kind of blew it off like, okay, if they really knew, then they would have...
No, but no, you're confusing me. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, like, maybe he did get that information, but
from
he blew
from
it...
those guys.
From those guys, but he kind of blew it off a little bit. Not so much because nobody, you know, no crime or whatever, but maybe it's just because he's just getting all those pictures and he doesn't know what to believe. No one knows what to believe in this thing anymore. I don't even know what to believe.
Apparently there was a cop... Or sheriff, the W. Arnold, but they think his son
was the one who did everything.
Yeah, but he's I guess covering it up.
But why would his son want to hurt her?
I don't know, Michelle.
But like, they didn't discuss it more on.
I didn't find that out when I was doing my research, but I saw a video
on YouTube.
Yeah, that they mentioned it, and the cop was there's a cover up somehow.
Maybe
he liked her or something, and she didn't feel the same way, and
maybe
they had an argument about it. But she rejected his advances, and he just caught her walking, and
yeah, took her or riding her bike. Over. Yeah,
I'm just saying that I don't understand how some people who commit crimes, how some of them are so good at it that no one knows where the body's at, hardly any evidence.
And plus, remember, his dad was a cop or a deputy.
I'm just saying.
Or sheriff, or I don't know what he was, but...
In October 2013, a six-person task force was established to reinvestigate Calico's disappearance. As of 2017, no arrests have been made, and the case remains open. On October 1st, 2019, the FBI announced that they are offering a reward of up to $20,000 for the precise details leading to the identification or location of Tara Lee Calico, and information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for her disappearance. In September 2021, the Valencia County Sheriff's Office and the New Mexico State Police issued a statement that they have a new lead in the case, and that the focus of a sealed warrant for an unknown private residence located within Valencia County has been issued. However, no further details were provided.
Wow.
What if it was like some importance kid? Other than the cop, maybe it was like the mayor's son. Maybe it was a.
I don't know what.
Did she know the mayor's son?
I don't know.
Did the mayor have a son?
I don't know.
See?
You guys are acting quiet. I don't know. I don't think it's that.
So they have a...
You haven't mentioned anything about that.
But, like, did anyone else see her along the way? Like, walking, riding her bike? Like, how many witnesses saw her?
They just said multiple.
Multiple?
Yeah.
Did she stop and talk to anyone?
Remember, she wasn't... They never said she was walking her bike.
She was just riding her bike, yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, in that trail where they found her Walkman and stuff, yeah. Like, maybe at that point she stopped and walked her bike. And the story about them hitting her, she didn't hear them.
Well, that can still happen when you're riding a bike.
Well, that's true, too.
This is a weird case. What's your theory, Ben?
I believe that cop's story. They hit her and... It's covered up.
Maybe she just disappeared.
It sounds believable.
Yeah. Do you believe those pictures are her?
I go half and half on that.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
It's kind of hard. I think what does it for me is like what does it for Ben is the eyebrows.
Yeah.
Your eyebrows don't change for nothing, even if you shape them. You know, trying to get it? When you pluck us females, when we pluck them, we shape them.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't really change. Because back then they didn't do the microblading, so you're literally just plucking them and shipping them yourself. I've been tempted to do it, right?
What, the plucking?
The plucking?
It looks like it hurts.
It does hurt, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know if it's that micro, but that one looks like it hurts. I'm gonna get my eyebrows tattooed though.
And we'll.
I was waiting for it, but it's.
They'll be all white. When you shave, you'll see what they'll be all white. You have a 10 light on your eyebrows.
You missed the spot. I'm really shit up. You can be like this. You still want this one?
No.
No. So I'm getting a tattoo. I remember this one guy tried to put it down like this. I was like, you asshole, it's not going down.
It's up. It's not going to go down.
It's not going to go down.
So you're 50-50 on the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm 50-50 on the pictures too.
Because
it kind of looks like her, but it kind of doesn't.
Yeah.
There's no strong resemblance because in that picture that I was... Okay, in that other case I was telling you about the girl who went missing on the cruise ship.
Yeah.
Now that picture that they give to the mom or they sent to the mom or to whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could also say like she could have been sex trafficked because it looked like her with longer hair. Because when she left the... When she disappeared from the cruise ship.
She was like from Virginia, right?
Yeah, or somewhere like that. Her hair was short.
Yeah.
And then when the picture came in, her hair was longer, but it looked like her face, though.
Mm.
Of course, her hair's longer.
Yeah.
And this one, it's hard to tell because there's...
We'll be posting these pictures on our social media.
Yeah.
By the way. Yeah, I kind of... That sheriff story...
Yeah, that was kind of like...
It's kind of believable.
Yeah.
But why hasn't he
arrested
anyone?
Maybe it was his son or somebody that higher ups, and he probably got in trouble for even opening his mouth.
Not true.
Could be he knew it. Maybe he did come out. Maybe one of them was the cop's son. Two guys were driving in the truck, so maybe one of them was the cop's son.
So maybe that's the cop they're talking about.
Maybe that's the...
So why say something then?
I don't know.
Well, because a lot of people are going to be angry, though, if you really think about it, because it went on for this long, and, you know.
They knew.
And they knew about it and didn't do anything, and then they had the... Well, maybe his dad did cover. Well, no, that's it. But maybe the dad didn't cover for him. Maybe they just did it on their own.
True.
And then when he opened up where he mentioned it, they realized, well, that's so-and-so's son. And then they tell him, hey, you got to shut it down.
Yeah.
Which is sad, because it's like... Why are you covering for that family when one family lost?
You're like, What do you think, Mike?
50-50 with the photos.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to her, though.
No.
She just disappeared.
She got kidnapped, for sure.
Yeah. That's what I think.
You think she got kidnapped for sure?
Yes.
Yeah.
She could have been kidnapped.
Yes.
Unless it was the intentions of the boys to kidnap her, let's say, and do whatever they want to do with her, and they did. Yeah. And in the process, she got killed, and they just didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So they went back and got the bike.
True.
Maybe in the midst of grabbing her, she dropped her Walkman. Maybe that's why they found some pieces over there at the campsite where they found it at. Yeah. Maybe that's where they dragged her. And
Or maybe they broke it and to throw police off.
Yeah.
True. Okay, we're done with this episode.
Hope you all enjoyed it.
Yeah. It was a long...
It was a long one. Full of rabbit holes. Very confusing at some point.
Yes. Interesting, too.
Very interesting case. A lot of possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Different theories. Those pictures are weird.
I didn't like that vibe from that one in that train.
No.
Even if it was a hoax.
Yep.
It was gross. It's just like in that photo from that one trucker, serial killer trucker that took a photo of that 14-year-old that he kidnapped. You never heard of that trucker? I don't know how many girls he had kidnapped and taken pictures of them, but there's this one that they keep showing, and she was like 14. And he forced her to put on, and it wasn't like a sexy dress or anything, but he made her put on like this black dress with heels. And he had her cut her hair like page top, like real short, like a voice.
Yeah.
But you see her in the photo and she's like that, like you could tell like she's like really scared. Like that was like the last photo of her. Because after that, he did what he did to her. Like he already knew like that was, you know, that was.
What was his name?
I forgot. But you know who has a book of serial killers though? Zoe, I'm going to bring it with me. And we're just going to pick one and we're going to do one of those. Yeah, I'll bring it. I'll bring it. I'll take a picture of it tonight and send you the picture of the book cover. But it's pretty neat because it's like A through Z.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, and you just go through it and it just tells them like...
I'd buy it for $5.
She was standing over me when I was going through it. She was just there standing. And I'm like, yeah, give it to me when you're done.
Okay, Mike. Take us into the closing.
Hope you all enjoyed this episode of the Four True Crime Idiots podcast. Please rate us on Apple Podcasts and please follow us, the Four True Crime Idiots podcast, on all of our social media platforms. All of the links will be in the description. Until the next episode.
Stay safe.
Stay vigilant.
Beware of your surroundings.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Thank you for listening.